The young girl in the schoolgirl uniform is Eren's personal bodyguard, 17-year-old Gogo Yubari. Gogo may be young, but what she lacks in age, she makes up for in madness.
Ferrari nante Italiano gomi daro.
See what I mean?
Yeah. always tell when people lie to me.
I ain't lying. You a hot dog. A regular rodeo rider.
You don't know what this is. The Grim Reaper's visiting with you.
This time, we shall not fail!
What is the condition of Sergeant Kruger? Yes, I see. Well, let me know if there's any change in his condition. He's dead.
The sweet, pretty things on bed now, of course. The city fathers they're trying to endorse. The reincarnation of Paul Revere's horse. But the town has no need to be nervous. The ghost of Belle Star, she hands down her wits to Jezebel and Nun, she violently knits. A bald wig for Jack the Ripper, who sits at the head of the Chamber of Commerce. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with a tombstone blues. The hysterical bride in the penny arcade, screaming she moans have just been made. Then sends out for the doctor, who pulls down the shade and says, my advice is to not let the boys in. Now the medicine man comes and he shuffles inside. He walks with a swagger and he says to the bride, stop all this weeping, swallow your pride. You will not die, it's not poison. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blues. Well, John the Baptist, after torturing a thief, looks up at his hero, the commander-in-chief, saying, tell me, great hero, but please make it brief. Is there a hole for me to get sick in? The commander-in-chief answers him while chasing a fly, saying, death to all those who would whimper and cry. And dropping a barbell, he points to the sky, saying, the sun's not yellow, it's chicken. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blues. The king of the Philistines, his soldiers to save, puts jawbones on their tombstones and flatters their graves. Puts the Pied Pipers in prison and fattens the slaves and sends them out to the jungle. Gypsy Davy with a blowtorch, he burns out their camps. With his faithful slave Pedro behind him, he tramps. With a fantastic collection of stamps to win friends and influence his uncle. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in trouble with the tombstone blues. The geometry of innocent flesh on the bone causes Galileo's math book to get thrown at Delilah, who's sitting worthlessly alone, but the tears on her cheeks are from laughter. I wish I could give Brother Bill his great thrill. I would set him in chains at the top of the hill, then send out for some pillars and Cecil B. DeMille. He could die happily ever after. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blues. Once unwrapped the bedroll, tuba players now rehearse around the flagpole, and the national bank at a profit sells roadmaps for the soul to the old folks' home and the college. I wish I could write you a melody so plain that could hold you, dear lady, from going insane, that could ease you and cool you and cease the pain of your useless and pointless knowledge. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blues. All right.
Final four here. We're not talking about basketball. Here we go. We've got We've got Big Daddy Cool Diesel and Comet.
Oh, my goodness. And Diesel takes a shot pop of Comet.
Wait a minute, over the top now.
No, Diesel, I thought for
a minute. Well, wait a minute. Shawn Michaels.
And close
the
edge. Can't believe this, McMahon.
And Michaels almost eliminated Comet. Almost eliminated Shawn Michaels, teetering on the top rope.
It's going to be Diesel, no doubt about it.
Eliminated. It's Diesel. It's Michaels. It's...
Why? To the wrong theater.
Oh, man, not again. Freak out again.
Wait, wait. This is Boomerang. This is Boomerang.
What are you saying?
Let's hear him. What have we got to lose?
Right. Young man.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your name?
Man, my name. My. Lorenzo. Lorenzo, baby. Lorenzo Saint Dubois. Well, my friends call me LSD.
And what have you done, LSD? Oh,
man, about 6 months. But I'm on probation, and I'm cool, man. I'm straight now.
I mean, what do you do best?
Hey, man, I can't do that here. That's why they put me away, babe.
Oh, sing, sing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much. We're going to sing. I'd like to, if I may, I'd like to call on my group. They kind of help me a little. Group. Hey, come on, fellas. I would like to, sing this song. It's about love and hate. Psychedelically speaking, I am talking about the power. Love, power. I'm talking about love, power. The power of a sweet flower is gonna rule the earth, and there'll be a great rebirth. Love is the flower that is mine when I'm walking with my darling, and we're holding hands, and life is fine, 'cause she understands. Walking down the sunny street, giving pretty flowers to the people that we meet. And I give a flower to the big fat cop. He takes his glove and he beats me up. I give a flower to the garbage man. He stuffs my girl in the garbage can. And I give it to the landlord when the rent comes round. He throws it in the toilet and he flush it down. It goes into the sewer with the yuck running through her, and it runs into the river that we drink. Hey, where you stink? Man, it's later than you think. Boy, you got just one more chance. Come on, baby, while I dance. I'm talking about love, power, the power of a little flower. You don't think about no little flowers. Oh, no, all you think about is guns. If everybody in the world today had a flower instead of a gun, there would be no wars. There would be one big smell in. Just a flower. To my flower, man. Heard it. Like everything else. A flower.
And now, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
I think in one of my previous lives, I was a mighty king because I like people to do what I say.
17.5% in T-bills amortized over the fiscal year. 8% in stocks and bonds. Carry the 9, divide by the gross national product. Fortunately, funeral bouquets are deductible.
Ice this deadbeat! Shoot him!
Hi, 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 hi!
Thank you very much.
Got me, partner.
Hey, me closer in.
It's getting dark.
Tell Annie M to let old Yeller out.
Tell Tawny Tim I won't be coming home this Christmas. Tell Scarlet I do give it him. Pardon me.
Thank you. You love me. You really love me.
You're not going anywhere.
Become even bigger.
Well, what do you mean by that?
What's in the briefcase is what I'm wondering.
Money? He's gonna give him my money. Wait a minute. Look at this.
Triple H, you may recognize this world championship because you were the last man to officially wear it. It's been worn by some of the greatest champions in the history of this industry. And now, Triple H, it will be again, because ladies and gentlemen, your new world champion, Triple H!
What?
Good God, what a... Now, this is an historic moment here on Raw. Triple H has just been awarded the heavyweight championship of the world.
Well, you heard what Eric said. He was officially the last man to wear that championship belt. This is unprecedented, isn't it, JR?
It is an historic moment. It is a shocking moment here on Raw. Triple H just awarded the world's heavyweight title.
We've seen a new world champion crowned here in the first 5 minutes of the show.
You know, Eric, a lot of guys would come out here and they'd say, you know, God, what an honor, but I really don't deserve this. But then again, I'm not a lot of guys, am I? Because the fact is, you know it, I know it, and every single one of these people know it, that nobody deserves to be the world champion more than me. Nobody should be the world's heavyweight champion more than the game.
We'll be right back. Spain.
There's been no mistake, Mr. Stryver. You are Philip Stryver, executive vice president of Dagon Industries, who for years has been living off the blood and sweat of people less powerful than him.
Haldane, I am one of you.
Bane has no authority here. This is merely a sentencing hearing. Now, the choice is yours. Exile or death.
Exile.
Sold. The man in the cold sweat.
You follow the thick ice. You try to swim, you're dead in minutes.
Yes, I know I made it.
Commissioner Gordon, you're under arrest.
On whose authority?
The people of Gotham.
No lawyer, no witnesses. What sort of due process is this?
Your guilt has been determined. This is merely a sentencing hearing. Now, what will it be? Death or exile?
Crane, if you think we're going out onto that ice willingly, you have another thing coming.
Death, then.
Looks that way.
Very well. Death by exile.
Bring her to me.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. Band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz. Competition in other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Way on down south, London town. Check out Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't wanna make it cry or sing. It's then an old guitar is all he can't afford. When he gets up under the lights to play his thing. Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job, he's doing alright. He can play the honky tonk like anything, saving it up Friday night with the Sultans. The Sultans of Swing. Yeah. And a crowd of young boys, they're fooling around in the corner, drunk and dressed in their best brown baggies in their platform soles. They don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll.
and the Sultans. Yeah, the Sultans that play Creole. Creole. We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans of